Hey, welcome to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And if you are returning, and if you haven't hit that like and subscribe button, make sure you do that. This way you can stay up to date with some of our latest content and our updates. So we're going to jump right into it. We know that this month, October, is known for many months, just to be honest, and I can't keep track of how many different events occur in October. But one thing that I do know is that this is a month that is known as remembering and even pushing more awareness for breast cancer month. And so one thing I wanted to do is educate you, especially if you're not very familiar with breast cancer itself, probably are or have heard of it, as well as how breast cancer can actually develop, who we can develop in, as well as some preventative measures, possible treatments. That way, if you or someone that you know of are ever diagnosed or are currently being diagnosed with this, and sometimes you are not sure if you're getting proper treatment, then this could give you some options that you can work with. And as always, or at least for the past couple of sessions, I do want to share some research because I believe that that is a great way that you can see the information just like I see it. And we're going to walk through it. That way, you know that I'm not making up this information. But you can also see it. You can say, you know what? I learned something new and I can really take away some notes. So hope that you enjoy this segment. And usually I try to do two research articles, but for this one, or at least for the previous one, I usually like to do one because I don't want to overburden you with so much information. It can be a lot just to digest some terminology. And we're going to go into that. And I also have some graphics for you to help you really understand this concept. But let's dive into it. And again, we're going to be looking at a research article that I found to be very interesting and really highlighting what breast cancer is, especially from a different region, but it does relate to how breast cancer can typically occur in the States. So some slight differences, but again, I think the information is overall on par. So as we get into it, let me share screen. Let's see. Let's pull you out and let's pull you three out. All right. Bear with me 1 second, people. We're going to pull this up and we're going to get started. All right. That looks good to me. Let's see. Pull you up. Okay. So if you are, let's see, make sure that this is okay. Cool. Hold on. All right, there we go. Let's see. I'd slowly up. Oh, don't want that. Anyway, let's see. Okay, so let's get into this. So let me pull back up my All right. So sorry about that delay. So if you are listening to us, we are actually looking at a research article, and this is from Science Direct. I usually like to read a lot of articles, they usually have a high criteria when it comes to articles that are submitted. And so I usually like to, go through Science Direct to get some good quality information. So let's see, there we go. So this one is actually focused on low and middle income countries. So they're trying to understand more about breast cancer. What can they do? And one of the things that I will share, like many of the articles that are good, this one is actually very extensive. It's some good information, but it is quite extensive, just like any typical good article. So one thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some highlights throughout this article. And that way you can go back and you can say, okay, Jerry actually touched on that. That's something that I did learn. So one of the things that I will say, you'll start to see different terminologies and usually in different research articles, they will abbreviate different words, especially if they are words or phrases that may be more than three words or four words or even two words. It just depends. Sometimes if they're using the same words, they will likely abbreviate it. And this one, they're looking at low and middle income countries compared to high income countries. And they're looking at the incidence of breast cancer, and they're also looking at the mortality rate of individuals who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. And one of the things that I did find interesting looking at this article is that there was a correlation. And it is one, when I actually saw it for the first time from this article, had to think about it to really understand, does that really correlate with what we can see in the States? And part of me said, yeah, that makes sense. But one of the things that you will see in this, I want to say, introduction section, and if I can actually pull it up, is that when you have individuals from low to middle income countries, they have a lower incidence of breast cancer. However, they have a high mortality rate. Now, if you were to go to a higher income country where individuals are diagnosed with breast cancer, there's a high incidence, but low mortality rates. So think about that. Low income or low and middle income countries have lower incidence of breast cancer, but they have higher mortality rates. On the other spectrum, you have higher income countries, high incidence of breast cancer, but lower mortality rates. And again, when I basically read through this, I was going to say heard, but when I basically read through this, I had to think about some of the dynamics that are involved when you hear that. And so, yeah, this actually shows it. And like I said, if you are watching, I am highlighting this. So, yeah, it shows that while low and middle income countries show low incidence and high mortality rates, high income countries display high incidence, low mortality rates of breast cancer. And that is interesting. And this actually goes through to talk about some of these statistics, you know, looking back at 2010 and seeing how breast cancer basically took a little under 70,000 women between the ages of 15 to 49, roughly about, or 15 to 50. And it was basically almost a, I guess you would say, near a third of that in high income countries. So that was about 26,000. So you compare 68,000 low to middle income countries where the women passed away to that of higher income countries where it was only 26,000. So kind of just doing a rough ratio, that's roughly between a third, somewhere along the line, I'm not sure. But anyway, one thing that I did want to get to was looking at what is breast cancer and how does it occur? So this is where it gets very interesting. So one thing about breast cancer is that it is actually made up of two tissues. So you have your glandular tissues, and then you have your stromal tissues. Now, your glandular tissues are actually responsible for regulating the milk, okay? So when you think about milk-producing glands, this is where the glandular tissues basically house the milk-producing glands, better known as lobules. And the lobules are actually housed in an area called the lobe, which would also be in the glandular tissue. Then you have your stromal tissue. Now, your stromal tissue is basically going to be the fibrous, fatty connective tissues, basically known as ducts, that allow the milk to pass through. So both of these tissues basically work together. Your ducts or your stromal tissue allow the lobules and the glandular tissues, they allow the milk to pass through. And to better illustrate this, So to better illustrate this, I did show an image, and I do want you to see this, of an anatomy. And this is basically showing, this looks like the left breast, okay? So as you can see, this is a side view of the glandular tissue as well as the stromal tissue. Now, like I was mentioning earlier, in the glandular tissue, you have your lobules, and these are basically your milk-producing glands. And then you have the ducts, which allow the milk to pass through. And so this is basically how it looks. You basically have this area, and you have your ducts, which essentially act as branches, and they allow this milk to pass through. Then you have the other parts of the breast, the areola, and then the nipple. And then if we take another view of an anatomy, and again, like I said, I wanted to make this interactive so you can actually see what I was referring to. But this is basically a front view, and it's showing the lobules again. And again, you can see the lobe, the section that is actually containing the lobules. And then you can see this fat area here, and then the ducts. Now, one thing you may not be able to see, and I want to zoom in, is on this area. Not sure where it's going. Okay. So on this area is showing the ducts. So the ducts are basically, you can look at them as branches. Now, if we were to look at the lobules here, we can see the ducts, but because the lobules are basically front and center, you can rarely see the duct, but the duct is still there. So I want to kind of show you this to give you a better idea of how these tissues look. So again, when we think about the breast, we kind of have to go with the anatomy first of where the breast cancer is occurring. And so again, this is another, let's see. Yeah. So yeah, this is another image of the duct, basically the stromal tissue, and then you have the lobe or the lobules from the glandular tissues. And so this is basically showing you the breast. And in the other picture that was shown, you can see here the fat. Now, this fat can actually play a role in terms of the breast cancer, or the breast or the cancer cells actually developing or proliferating. So let's jump back to this study. And so one of the things I will say is, a person may ask, well, how does breast cancer occur? Well, this same section actually shows us how it does. And so we can see that basically when we start to look at the lining of the ducts, this is where the cancer can originate, basically in the tissues. And it starts from the cells lining the ducts, okay? So again, I want to highlight this section so that way you can pay attention to it, or you can use it for reference. But this is basically where the cells, when they are lining the ducts for some time, they can begin from the lobule lining. So from the milk-producing area, that's where it can start to occur. And so we know that the cancer also develops within the epithelial cells, or the ducts or the lobules begin to grow out of control. So one thing about cancer is that it can occur when there are changes in cells or even DNA. That's how cancer can develop. And in this case, when there are abnormal changes to your epithelial cells in your lobules or in the ducts, okay? And so when you start to see this abnormal growth, this can then lead to tumor being developed. And so, or, you know, once the cancer cells grow large enough. Now, one thing about a tumor is that it can either become malignant or it can become benign, excuse me. So malignant on one end is where this cancer cell or this tumor is proliferating at quick rates. It is just a beast, essentially. So malignant means it's a beast. On the other hand, you have benign, which means it's null, it's void, it's just there. You can get rid of it using a biopsy where they can take a piece of this tissue and they can use it, do some studies on it, some stability analysis to see if there is some actual activity occurring or if it's just null and void. And that is usually what you want to see whenever you have a tumor develop. You want to hear benign, okay? Benign is fine. Remember that. So when we think about it, in this study, again, this was basically looking at sub-Saharan Africa. And, you know, I like to look at studies like these because, again, just because sub-Saharan Africa was looked at, we know that breast cancer does not just pick one place. It can occur anywhere, okay? So for the interest of time, I do want to scroll down and kind of touch on some other highlights. And so one thing about breast cancer is that you have four different groups, group one through group four. Of course, group one is where you want to be. To be honest, you don't really want to be in any group, but if you were in a group, you want to be in group one because this is going to be the least invasive and you're able to have some less aggressive techniques or even treatments when it comes to dealing with the cancer, some effective treatments. When you start to get into group four, this is where you have the chemotherapy. And not to say that it is not effective, but this begins to get into a territory where you are just trying to maintain, trying to be comfortable. There could be some breakthrough, but it is one of those where you are in some dangerous territory, okay? And so, again, knowing how breast cancer can develop from that, and again, just try to give you a brief overview of what it is. This actually goes into some additional information about the breast cancer in terms of how it can occur in different people, whether they are symptomatic or asymptomatic patients, as well as how it can start to cause different symptoms. Okay. So one thing I did want to go through and looking at this is how can breast cancer be prevented? Because this is likely the main question most people want to know is how can breast cancer be prevented? Is there a cure? And to be honest, as I was growing up, I always heard about someone has a cure for breast cancer, someone has a cure. And to be honest, that is great to have a cure. But I will say that most people may not realize that before you even get to breast cancer, or once you do have it, there are some preventative measures that you can take. And again, you always want to consult your primary care physician or the medical professional, about any of these treatments. But again, these can be also be effective. So one of the things that I will say in light of this research is that there are some strategies, and then because, again, as I mentioned earlier, there are, as we get down to, or we scroll down to the bottom of this research, let me see, I think I may have scrolled past it. Yeah. Okay. So yes, this area that we're looking at is a little longer, but I want to actually highlight some of the areas. And these are some of the areas that you may have heard me talk about. But one of the things I will say is when most people get a diagnosis of a cancer, it's very easy to start to worry. And that is one of the worst things that you can do is worry, because if you don't have the proper support group around you, that worry can cause you to produce so many different hormones that are already going to basically feed that cancer. So you're diagnosed, or someone that you know of is diagnosed, and you get worried. And if you continue to stay in that phase of worry, do you think that your condition is going to improve? Not likely. Not to say that it won't, but you have to realize that your worry in this case, that is one of the things that you can't really afford to do, because you already have something aggressive, especially if this cancer begins to become malignant, then that is never good. So it's important to really have a good support group to really get your mind in a good and healthy state. You hear it, or someone that you know of hears it, but you don't stay there. You have to really make sure that, okay, I've heard this, but hey, I'm still living. We have options. You have to start to change your mindset. You have to start to, at least for me, getting to the word of God and really allow that to help you to focus, because this is where you need to focus. We have to focus all the time, but this is one that will help to teach you that you need to stay in a posture of focus on God, and not only on the cancer, because God is able to heal and do so many things, but we have to also focus on Him. But in addition to that, you have to focus on your nutrition. You have to focus on exercise. This actually talks about it in this last paragraph before it gets into the limitation of this study, is that this whole section, this talks about some of the things that I have been talking about with you since forever, or since we began. But this talks about obesity, how obesity can actually increase the risk of breast cancer, as well as some other diseases, just because of when you have an excess of fat cells in your body, those cells can oxidize at any point. And that is never good, just because when those cells begin to oxidize, or they begin to have abnormal growth, they can start to turn. They can do many different things that you really don't want them to do. And so it's important for you to keep track of your weight, you know, especially as it relates to fat. Now, when I talk about weight, I'm not saying, hey, be skinny. You don't necessarily have to be skinny just to avoid breast cancer. To be honest, regardless of what shape you are, breast cancer can occur in anybody, fat, small, or big, or tall. And again, I'm not trying to talk about anyone, but I'm just saying that cancer does not have a particular target. It can occur in anyone. It honestly doesn't even have to be related to your nutrition. It could be the environment. Are you stressed out, like I talked about earlier? Are you around a lot of smoke? Because that can contribute to different carcinogens in the atmosphere. You start to breathe that in, and you're just around so much, so often, even if it gets on your skin, even if you have exposure to your private parts of your areas, and they are exposed to different environmental agents that can be toxic, that is not good for you. And so when it comes down to this, like I said, this entire section basically highlights on what we have been talking about, is really getting that aerobic exercise, that physical activity in weekly, okay? Making sure that you're keeping your body moving, you're keeping that heart rate up, and that you're also getting fruits, vegetables, whole grains. These are going to be foods that are nutritious, okay? Candy-coated cereal, you know, sweetened sweets, you know, ultra-processed foods, over time, is going to wear on your body, okay? It's like putting oil in a car or even poor quality oil. Over time, your engine is going to let you know you should have done better. You should have chosen better, okay? And so that is the similar notion here is in this last section, it basically talks about what, you know, a lot of the societies, especially the American Cancer Society, talks about is really improving your nutrition. Because one thing you may not realize is that most diseases, including breast cancer, can be preventative based on lifestyle. So that's based on your nutrition, your behavioral lifestyle. So how are you interacting with situations, you know, whether it's in personal life or even at work? Are you dealing with stress or are you typically relaxed? Do things stress you out very easily, or do you just say, you know what, it's a small problem, it's not that big, or even if it is a problem, it's not going to get me off balance, okay? So a lot of these, it's important to keep track of them because, again, you may not want to think about it, but these are, again, some of the ways that you can actually prevent the cancer from happening. Now, I know most people would like to say, you know what, I would rather go for a drug or something like that because, hey, if I'm spending a lot of money, then I believe that I'm getting the help. That is far from the truth, people. And I just want you to realize that you could be paying a lot of money, but you would rather do better just putting that money into getting some whole foods, even getting some oils that can actually help, some essential oils that can actually help with that. So again, this is just some information, some research that you can go back and look at. And again, this is, I want to pull up this article. This is Fighting Breast Cancer in Low and Middle Income Countries, excuse me. And you can actually find this on Science Direct. It is open to the public. So you do not have to have a professional license to access this information. It is available for you to access. So you have no excuse because I've shared this with you. Okay. So if you want to look at, you can even pause this video, or you can even, if you're listening to this, you can actually go back and search this in your web browser, but you want to type in Science Direct and excuse me. And then you want to type in the keywords fighting breast cancer. Okay. And so fighting breast cancer, you will see it will show low and middle income countries. And you will also see that it is also published from the Scientific African, okay, 2023. So you have the information. You can go back and look this information up. So no, that was a little longer, but I hope you enjoyed this information because I do want to help you or someone that you know who may have or be diagnosed with breast cancer. And again, I want to share this information with you because there are options. And sometimes people don't realize how many options they have. Sometimes they feel like, okay, I got to go with this. No, you don't. You have options. You have information. And this is one line of, you know, defenses that you can use this information to say, you know what, let me not stress. Okay. This is information. This has been proven. So let me really take it up. Okay. So with that, I hope that you enjoyed this segment. If you did, make sure you give us a like, thumbs up, or, and even, not even, or, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel at Robotic1212. That way you can stay up to date with our latest content. So again, make sure you hit that like button if you haven't done it already. And hit that, subscribe button because we want to really know how you really like the content. Are there things that you would like to learn more about? Because there are so many topics when it comes to holistic health. And so again, if you do have some questions, feel free to share them. Please don't be a stranger, okay? And until next time, I hope that you enjoy your day and I will talk with you later.